Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Jeffrey.
It's cutting edge.
You know, Jeffrey is like one of those sort of androgynous names.
Yeah.
You know, you have a very androgynous
Jeffrey with an I.
Yeah. Jeffrey with an I. Yeah, let's just make sure she works at Purple Diamond.
G-E-O-F-F-R-I.
Yes.
Jeffrey.
Want to ensure she has an employment opportunity at Purple Diamond in 18 years.
So you don't want a boy's name.
No, I do not. I want her to be a girl because that's what she is. Now, I know I'm going to have all these.
Oh, God, the sexist stereotyping. My God.
Can you believe it? Can you believe trying to assign a gender-specific name? The horror. He is a monster, the radical left says.
You are a monster.
Yeah.
So you're not like each coming up with a list of 10 and you see where they match or
we
whatever.
We have an app called, what is the app called? The app is called, very cleverly titled, Baby Name.
Okay.
And basically you and your partner, you invite your partner to get on it. How's that, Snickers? Good? You enjoy the crap out of it. You're comfortable over there, man. You're like, oh, yeah, this guy's talking. But you and your partner get on it and you basically get the same set of names. And it's like Tinder for baby names. You swipe left or right.
Left, really?
And then it tells you how many me and Sam that we've probably done 400 swipes. We have 5 matches. Okay, this is what I'm up against.
Really?
Yes.
But you only have one baby, so you don't need only. It's like you only need one. It's like a draft pick. You only need one team to like.
My point is that can you imagine a team only having for their entire draft they only have 5 guys they like. They got 7 picks. You know.
But you don't have 7 picks.
No,
we have just one. We don't know about.
No, we have just one. And so it's not been very fun, I will say. And I think naming a girl for a man in particular, like a father, is hard. It's I could easily name a boy. I could very
really?
Easily. Yeah, because I can have a number of.
What's a boy name you like?
Patrick. I love the name Patrick. You know, I could.
I don't like Pat though.
Well, he would go by Patty. You know.
I don't like Patty either.
Well, it's not again.
See,
this is why
thing,
you don't
ask.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. This is why you don't do it.
Maybe but if your parents would have floated your name, you'd have
like
a better one.
I like Patrick.
You know, Jeff.
I like Patrick.
Jeff, but we spell it G-E-O. Oh, I hate
God,
that.
God, that kid's gonna he's gonna be spelling.
I hate that.
No, he's gonna be called G-off his whole damn life. Yeah. You know, like don't
maybe
do that.
Maybe if your parents would have done that, you know, we'd
I'll tell
out
you,
differently.
I love my kids. I think Benjamin is a great name.
Yep.
Because it's
Franklin, Benjamin Franklin.
It's a good long name. It's a good short name. Like, it's a good name.
And there's some legacy to it.
Peter is it. I like it a lot now that he's wearing it. I think he wears it well.
Yeah.
And I think Andrew is the weakest. People always want to call him Andy, honestly. And he's not Andy, he's Andrew. Like, I don't know why people feel like they can call him Andy. Even
now, Peter's your youngest, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was a very mailing in effort on that.
I didn't know.
Yeah, you
think
mailed
we mailed
it
in?
It's like, he's the last one. Who cares what you call him?
Hey, yeah. I got a joke for you. Pete and Repeat were in a boat. Pete fell out. Who was left?
Who?
You answer the question.
Repeat?
Pete and Repeat were in a boat. Pete fell out.
Who knows?
All right, we got to get out of here. We're late to Chris Harrington. Thanks for watching me eat candy here, John.
That was a real treat.
During this segment, I eat candy and read you about my awards. That's fantastic.
No, I like how
I didn't share either. Didn't share the award. Didn't share the candy.
One of the best things now is like the Jeff Calkins show has basically become 5 days of Righter Than Right. You know, like that. Like that is like the best. Congratulations to Jeffrey.
Yeah, Jeffrey wins again. I'll send you a book. We got to come back. Chris Harrington next. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Memphis and the Mid-South's number one place for sports and the home of Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Weekday mornings, 5 a.m. till 9 a.m. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, live on the radio.com app.
Legal sports betting is coming to Tennessee soon, and the best way to get in on the action is with DraftKings. DraftKings is bringing their experience as a leader in daily fantasy sports to the sports betting world, and they've created America's top-rated sportsbook app, DraftKings Sportsbook. So to celebrate this momentous event, DraftKings has given everyone who registers now a $50 free bet to use once DraftKings Sportsbook is fully operational in Tennessee. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code WMFS when you sign up. Those who sign up right now will get a $50 free bet to use once mobile sports betting hits Tennessee. That's code WMFS only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Walgreens has always been there to help make your healthcare easier, from making sure you have the prescriptions you need to answering any questions you have about them. Now, the question is whether you have the right Medicare plan, and we're here to help make that easier, too. Walgreens can save you money and peace of mind with copays as low as $0. Visit walgreens.com/Medicare today to see how. Walgreens, we make Medicare easy. $0 copay on Tier 1 generic drugs when enrolled in a plan with Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy.
With so many new pet owners, Kezia's Grooming can't keep up.
Kezia's Grooming? Sorry, we'll book solid through the weekend. I can give you a call back, though, if something opens up.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Downtown Dining Week, your favorite food center celebration, is back November 1st through 7th. Explore great food, new offerings, and old favorites from 60 restaurants. Available for dine-in, patio dining, or carry-out. These restaurants have been here for you in the past. They've helped you kick off Grizz games, Orpheum shows, special occasions, and more. But now, they need you. Come back downtown and support those who've served you. For a full list of restaurants and more details, visit us at downtownmemphis.com or on Facebook. Sponsored by Coppola Winery and Old Dominic Distillery.
36-month leases, $31.49 due at signing, zero security deposit, excludes ACQ fee, $10,000 per year, 20 cents excess mileage, $650 acquisition fee, Forte ME 275992, MSRP 20,510, Sol L703372, MSRP 21885, K5 MG003199, MSRP 25725, K900 MSRP 65610, L602697, L602120, includes all rebates and incentives, PF 695, excludes tax final license with approved credit, see dealer for complete details, offer valid through 11-1-2020, dealer stock only, warranty is a limited powertrain warranty, see Kia.com or retailer for details.
Where can you find best mass market branded initial quality 5 years running for Kia with J.D. Powers? We gossip and gossip Kia on Mount Moriah. Take your pick, 2021 Kia Forte or 2020 Kia Soul. $149 a month lease, 36 months. 2021 Kia K5 beats Toyota Camry with more passenger cargo headroom and legroom volume. Plus a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. $189 a month lease for 36 months. All just $31.49 to its signing. Plus 2020 K900, $10,000 off MSRP. So come get happy, happy at Gossett Kia, 2680 Mount Moriah or KiaMountMoriah.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
Treat yourself to the Halloween Jumbo Bucks Instant Game from Tennessee Lottery. With a top prize of $75,000, it's a terrifyingly good way to celebrate Halloween. Play today at any Tennessee Lottery retailer.
Memphis is home of the blues, barbecue, and Blue Note Juke Joint. It's bold like the blues and smoother than smooth. Enjoy it neat, on the rocks, or in a cocktail. Ask for it at your favorite liquor store, bar, or restaurant. Blue Note Bourbon Juke Joint.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Show. Let's do this Chris Harrington deal.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies and beyond. Every weekday around 10 a.m.
I want candy.
Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
I Want Candy by Bow Wow Wow, a 1980s cover of a 1960s song by The Strange Love. I think I like the cover version better. A little Halloween-themed music.
What's your favorite candy?
I think I'm going to do this. It's the quickie snake filler item in my column this week.
We'll save it. We'll save it then.
All right.
We'll save it for then. You're going to rank Halloween candies in your
The conceit is going to be candies I've most stolen from my kids' loot over the years.
Okay. All right. So the thing I want to ask you about first was the Best of Memphis came out. The Flyers' Best of Memphis poll came out. I don't know if it came out today. I'm aware of it this morning for the first time.
I think it came out at least. I don't know. What's today, Wednesday?
Okay.
Yeah, so I think it came out today.
All right, tell me it wasn't like 2 weeks ago. That's all I wanted to know. So anyway, it is out. You worked for the Flyer. So I have.
Yep.
How long did you work for the Flyer?
About a decade.
And it is, you are dispositionally, like that is your, alternative newspapers, newsweeklies, whatever they're called, like that is where you made your bones originally, isn't it? Is that what you wrote for in Minnesota as
yep.
well?
Yeah, as a writer and also as a reader. And it's not, no offense to the Flyer, but it's not, the alt-weeklies are not what they once were. Nothing is what it once was. It's
right.
not just the alt-weeklies. The dailies are not what they once were. But, you know, when I was in college in the 90s, like right before internet started, a few years before the internet started to change everything, like, you know, weeklies like City Pages in Minneapolis and the Village Voice in New York, and like those were the things that really attracted me in terms of the style of writing and the style of thinking and sort of the way people approach things. That is what entranced me from a media perspective, was, you know, Chicago Reader in Chicago, like the really good alt weeklies.
The Boston Phoenix was another one. Is the Village Voice even there anymore?
I don't know. If it is,
it's so diminished.
Barely, yeah.
And do you think they have a harder time even than the legacy newspapers do? I mean, as you're right, like nothing in media is as it was. Some things have grown and are prospering and whatever, but the traditional, you know, newspaper, network news, alt weeklies, they're all very diminished forms in themselves.
I think generally, I mean, you're talking about lower overhead operations, obviously, but I think relative to themselves, I think the alt weeklies have, if anything, been hit harder than the dailies,
right?
Because they were probably even more classified advertising dependent for revenue, even than the dailies were,
right.
And that's a big part of it. I think the Flyer is like, you know, probably less than half of the page count it was when I started there. So I mean that's pretty rough. But I think the Flyer has been, but it's still around, and a lot of weeklies aren't. And I think the Flyer has been somewhat insulated relatively to some of the problems because of local ownership. I think if the Flyer were not locally owned,
it would have shuttered by now.
It wouldn't exist.
I mean, I've always enjoyed it, and I still read it. But obviously, yes, it was once much more robust than it is. That Memphis Best Memphis Awards is, I don't know if it was the original. It certainly was, for a long time, it was the only one that mattered.
Right. Those things are an alt-weekly franchise around the country. And like dailies and city magazines and other people have sort of picked up on that because it's a big revenue generator.
Right.
But traditionally, the best of is kind of like a Flyer thing. And that is an alt-weekly niche and has been for decades.
Right. And then the mainstream, like the Memphis Most, which the CA started, they do it because, you know, you win Best Hamburger, and then you go to the place and say, hey, you won Best Hamburger. Do you want to buy some ads saying Best Hamburger? We won Best Hamburger. That's literally why. And people read those, and so they want to have their ads in there. They're literally revenue drivers. But what was this like from the inside? Were you – I imagine – I mean,
it's a pain in the butt.
That's what I was going to say. I imagine you just like hate would want no part of it. I imagine.
It is the grunt work. It's the grunt work of all grunt work, putting it together, honestly. And it's, I don't know how they do it now, but we used to do it. You would break up, you know, all the results, and you would get assigned. And I was always the troublemaker trying to make the case. Because I used to do just random assignments. I was like, this person, you've got this stuff. And I used to make the case of, like, wait a minute, if I'm the music writer, let me write about who won Best Band, right?
Right.
Which I thought was pretty obvious, right? Like there is some degree of people have, like, you know, coverage
niches,
connections to some
right.
of the awards. And so let's do that. That makes it harder. Like, you know, me, the fantasy basketball nerd, like, at one point I proposed, let's have a draft. Let's sit around in an office meeting and go around and, like, I have the number one overall pick. I'll write up the Best Band entry. Like, they didn't go for that. I actually suggested doing that at a staff meeting. I did not win on that point, but I was able, I think, at some point to say, hey, let me write about whatever won Best Movie Theater. But the problem is you get the same stuff winning every year.
Huey's just won five categories, including Best Service, which is ridiculous. They don't have the Best Service. Go ahead, yes?
I remember one year I had to write the Huey Century, and I still remember what I wrote. I wrote that we should retire the Best Burger and just have the category be the Best Huey's Burger, and you can vote between the Smoky Melt or the whatever. That was my suggestion. So I wrote that one year.
That's a good one. That's a good little bit, yeah.
It's rough to have, you write up Huey's because Huey's wins every year. That's bad enough to write up that. But the really bad one is that was when you have to write up who won Best Car Dealership. At that point in my life, I think I'd bought one car, right? How do you even... And so it becomes this exercise and just sort of copy generation that is not enjoyable.
Okay, but
so it is what it is, but it makes money.
Now, I will say, and they need money, and so that's good. At least it always felt like the flyer one was legitimate. Like it was, it
much
wasn't
more so.
Much more so. The CA one, there's some winners in there that are just like, this person died 5 years ago, and his parents are voting him in. Yes,
I'm one of the only people, I may be the only person who's worked for both of those companies and no longer works for either.
Yeah.
Like that might be true.
Yeah.
And so I can speak freely on this particular subject. The flyer, Best of Memphis, was sort of a drag to work on, but it felt like a legitimate enterprise. And, it had the party. And the parties were great, by the way. It used to be. I don't know what they do now. And the parties were sort of a canary in the coal mine for, the idea of adaptive reuse. We had the party one year at the Tennessee Brewery building, and that was years before they had the beer garden there, right? And so the flyer thing felt like a legitimate enterprise. It was a drag to work on, but you weren't ashamed of it or anything. It was a good issue and the whole thing. So you had positive feelings about it generally. When I worked at the commercial appeal, I just ignored the Memphis Post. I was embarrassed by it, and so I did not acknowledge it. I took pains just to pretend it didn't exist because it was very sketchy in terms of the results.
It was so sketchy.
Somebody would win Best Band, and it clearly there was some kind of vote packing. Talk about court packing. There was kind of some kind of vote packing going on, and there was all kinds of results that were not you can roll your eyes at the same places winning every year in the flyer poll. But those are those were the readers. That's what the readers
they're
voted for,
winning,
right?
On reputation, but they are winning with actual people voting for them. It's not Huey's over there.
The Memphis Most thing would have results that were clearly, this is not really what the readers think. And so I tended to just pretend it didn't exist, honestly, when I was there.
How do they keep people from cheating? Do you know the system, what the system is over there?
Well, the system has changed because technology has changed.
Once upon
a time, you'd fill it out by hand, right? And so it's different now. I don't remember. I feel like, I voted in it. Now I don't remember. I feel like you have to put in your email or something, and they have some system in place to keep people from stuff in the ballot box, I think.
Okay. There's a moment last night, and I don't know how you don't really follow baseball particularly anymore. Are you aware of what happened
to
the World Series?
I feel bad about not following it.
So here's what
I didn't realize until 2 days ago that it was the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Tampa Bay Rays, or Devil Rays, whatever they're called.
Rays.
I didn't realize until two days ago that was the World Series. One of my good friends who used to live in Memphis and now lives in California is a lifelong Dodgers fan, and then his parents moved to Tampa, and he adopted the Rays as his other
team.
And so, shout out to my old Memphis buddy Bobby King. It was the Bobby King series going on.
So, you may or may not be aware of this. Justin Turner is a Dodger. In the second inning, the tests from Monday came in, and inconclusive. So they raced through the tests from Tuesday. Those tests were delayed for some reason, the Monday tests. So they raced through the tests for Tuesday, and that Tuesday test, while the game was going on, came back positive. So he was pulled in the eighth inning from the game, the deciding game, but he then joined the team on the field for the celebration without a mask, and in the team picture, he is there, smiling without a mask, next to Dave Roberts, the manager, who is a cancer survivor, and the trophy is on one side, and Dave Roberts is on the other. I don't know what baseball... Honestly, the problem is having tests coming in during games. That seems insane to have the tests pouring in during games. I don't know that once you... Major League Baseball could have tackled him to keep him from going out. To me, what it is largely more suggestive of, though, is... how nip and tuck and touch and go all of this was and will remain, and particularly will continue to be, because we are seeing spikes all over the country. Memphis is about to go play a basketball tournament in South Dakota, which is one of the hottest spots in the entire country. We have an NBA season that we're going to try to get cranking up again. And this thing, right. It's not going, it's not only not going anywhere, it's accelerating. And I honestly don't know what the plan is. Like, what are we waiting for? What in February is going to be any better than right now?
Nothing. That's why the NBA is moving up their season instead of waiting, because they're originally were going to try to wait it out until something got better, and now they're moving it up. I mean, they just finished the season, so I mean, they can't move it up any more than they already have, and I don't know if they can even get this done to start this soon. But that's why they moved it up, because it's probably not going to be better in February. They looked at that and said, you know, this whole let's wait till next year and it'll be better and we'll have lots of fans in the stands. Well, that's not going to happen. Like, that's the reason the NBA is trying to move it up. But to your point, like, they're not going to do a bubble, or my idea of the archipelago of bubbles. They're going to try to travel and be in arenas. And even if they don't have fans or have minimal fans, it's still not a bubble environment. And so, like, they did amazing work to get through that bubble season and have zero positive tests. Does anybody think they're going to get through a travel and play in arenas a 70-something game season and not have them? I don't.
No, absolutely not. And I do think, there's some debate of whether he was selfish to run onto the, of course he was. I mean, of course he was selfish to run on the field. It's sort of America, you know, and now we're arguing about it in the same way we do. Okay, last question. In terms of the NBA draft, there's been no reason for you to pay attention to the particular players much this year, or me, or any of us, really, because the
Grizzlies... Well, especially since the college season ended before. Typically, for me, I watch more when the Grizzlies have picks that matter, and so I didn't have that. The other thing is I start tuning in towards the middle to end of the college season, like late in the regular season, right. The conference tournaments, the NCAA tournament. That's when I really start paying attention, and that just all vanished. And so...
Okay, but there's this thought, there's reports from Charlotte that they like James Wiseman, and that in order to get James Wiseman...
He's a good fit there.
They may have to leapfrog Golden State, who might also want James Wiseman, and get to number one. Trade with the Timberwolves. Right now, it's for the people who don't know, it's Timberwolves 1, Golden State 2, Golden State 2, and Charlotte 3. So they leapfrog to get to 1. Obviously, it depends on the price. The fit is perfect, isn't it? And then I guess the second question is, what do you the value of big men in the NBA, first of all, you mostly just want a quality player. But don't we kind of like the Lakers are big? Like, doesn't Golden State, in fact, want to? You do need mobile big men, don't you?
I think there's been a little bit of an overcorrection. And this is something actually I've been thinking about relative to the draft, and even relative to the Grizzlies pick at 40, and I may get into that whenever I write draft stuff, which may be next week or the week after. I've already been doing a little bit of research and thinking on that particular subject. I think there's probably been somewhat of an overcorrection, particularly in the draft, about big men. And I think you look at the finals we just saw, and I made this point at some point in a column I wrote, where you had both teams had – their best player was a big man, but one of their top two players was a big man. Both teams in the finals, Anthony Davis and Bam Adebayo. Now, neither of them are the traditional back-to-the-basket hulking center. They are mobile combo bigs, like small ball active center types, but they're centers. They're big men. And so, yeah, I think it's true that the game has shifted towards the perimeter, and it's true that the most important players in basketball are dominant perimeter ball handlers, especially those with size, like the LeBrons and the Kawhis and the Steph Currys and the Jimmy Butlers and like those Luka, James Harden, like those are the most important players. But I think we've swung a little bit too hard away from good big men. And in this particular draft, like again, I haven't seen enough of these guys. Like I watched Anthony Edwards a couple times and I didn't see it. I'm not saying it's not there, but I didn't really see it. LaMelo Ball, like, I don't know. And so the idea of James Wiseman, who, and I think people in Memphis were way overstated the James Wiseman case relative to his skill set. The whole unicorn stuff was silly to me. But he is a major, major athlete at 7 foot. And the idea of him as the number one pick in this particular draft is, like, not doesn't seem silly to me.
I would put money on him being the of those three being the best player of them. I haven't seen much of LaMelo Ball, but I have seen Anthony Edwards, and I have seen James Wiseman, and I've been a lot more impressed by James Wiseman.
It seems to me, like, I thought the unicorn stuff was silly, but I watched Wiseman play, at least in the few times I had a chance, and, like, it looked like DeAndre Jordan, and, like, DeAndre Jordan made all NBA teams. And so, like that's really good, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that's sort of the floor. Like, but maybe not the floor. I guess the floor is, you know, he didn't care about basketball, and who knows. But, yeah, the reason they call him a unicorn is it just became a mobile big man, which is not a unicorn. But it's right. A mobile big man. But he is that. He is a very mobile, rim-running big man, and he does have some skills. And he can rebound. He changes the game defensively. And I think he can guard I think he can guard Anthony Davis. Like, you know, no one can guard Anthony Davis and stop him, but I think he's a guy you can put on Anthony Davis. So this is not Jonas Valanciunas we're talking about. So to me, it would make sense, obviously, depending on the price that Charlotte would have to pay. Chris, thanks very much. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
All right, thanks.
That is Chris Harrington. You may have heard that sports betting is coming to Tennessee. FanDuel Sportsbook is giving you an exclusive offer to get started. Free $50 in free bets just for signing up. $50 in free bets, free site credit, just to register and verify. No deposit, nothing else required. It is FanDuel is America's number one sports betting site for a reason. They've got odds on all the biggest sports and a simple, intuitive app that makes it easy to find the bet you're looking for and lock it in. And unlike other sports books, once you win, get your cash within 24 hours. Why? Because it's the right thing to do. So the right thing for you to do is to download that FanDuel Sportsbook app and check it out for yourself. Just be sure to use my name, promo code Calkins, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, so they know we sent you. When you verify your account, you will receive that $50 in free credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. Again, promo code Calkins, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, to get $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789. Take a break. When we come back, NFL Big Facts. We'll do that next. 92.9 FM ESPN.
Jeep Adventure Days and Ram Power Days are rocking at Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat on Covington Pike. And guess who's got number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal among mass market brands? We Gossett! 2020 Jeep Cherokee Latitude IIHS Top Safety Pick. $21,560 or $275 a month. Or get muscle with 2020 Dodge Challenger XST with best-in-class cargo volume. $24,348 or $314 a month. Plus get ramped up in a 2020 Ram 1500 Classic. Classic Crew Cab 4x2, we Gossett at $388 a month. Drive past the rest. Come to the best Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat 1901 Covington Pike. Online, GossettMotorCars.net.
If you want it, we Gossett at Gossett Motor Cars.
Ranked by J.D. Powers IQS and Appeal Studies. All 75 months at 4.11 APR. 3,500 down. Must finance through Chrysler Cherokee. LD 643160. MSRP 28190. Challenger LHS 214740. MSRP 31180. Ram LG 293290. MSRP 37855. Includes all rebates and incentives. PF 695 excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 11-1-2020 with approved credit. Dealer stock only.
Hey, everybody. This is Coach Penny Hardaway. When I want to throw a party for friends or family, I want it to be a taste of Memphis, and that means Corky's Barbecue. Order online or call ahead and pick up at their speedy drive-thru. And be sure to tell them that Penny sent you.
I'm listening daily. You are not alone. During these challenging times, listening is fundamental to promoting understanding and healing. Here's licensed therapist Dr. James Gay on dealing with stress around the election.
First and foremost, you know, as therapists, we're going to say this. We need to feel our feelings. We need to actually allow ourselves to acknowledge our vulnerability and whatever is up, even if it's something that we didn't anticipate, right? To acknowledge what does exist. And then it's what we do with it that makes the biggest difference, right? So if we can have that mindful presence, it might mean that we need to take a break from the news, constant news stream that we get 24/7. It might mean that we need to take a walk around the block or, you know, get some physical exercise. There's so many different ways that we can try and control what's within our power to control when so much is outside of our power to control.
Talk has the power to save lives. Find out more at imlistening.org.
Hi, I'm Akilah Hughes.
And I'm Gideon Resnick.
Okay, so keeping up with the flood of news every morning is obviously rough, and that is why we're here to help you cut through the chaos and all that clickbait with our podcast, What a Day.
That is right. We are breaking down the biggest news stories of the day to help you understand what matters, why it matters, how you can fix it, what else is going on.
That's right. So new episodes of What a Day come out every morning, Monday through Friday at 5 a.m. Eastern.
You can find it on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your shows.
This is time that matters. A window of time to help protect the ones you love. Your preteen benefits from staying up to date with their well visits. This is your window of protection. Schedule their well visit now. Brought to you by Merck.
I'm Nora O'Donnell in Washington, D.C.
This is the moment.
The role of a journalist is to open the window into another world of experience. I feel an incredible responsibility. We have to make sure that we're right, that we're fair, but also bring Americans a greater understanding and hopefully bring Americans closer together. That's why I wanted to become a journalist.
The CBS Evening News with Nora O'Donnell, weeknights on CBS.
This is the moment.
We saved big money with our Progressive Home and Auto Bundle and used the cash to take a family vacation.
To Hawaii.
Who's up for a luau?
Yay!
This is not a real testimonial. Sure, customers can save big money with Progressive, but not enough to go to Hawaii. They'll probably use it for things like the mortgage and groceries, or even a travel magazine, so at least they can see pictures of Hawaii.
Aloha!
Yes, say hello to those beautiful Hawaiian beaches in that magazine. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hey, fellow citizens, do you have a plan for how you're going to vote? You should. You can vote in person or by mail. Go to vote411.org to find out rules and deadlines for your state. We all have a voice and a vote to cast. Vote. Make it count. Go to vote411.org.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I told you about this one computer that I have that I don't take to Cooper Systems because I have Apple Care, right? But you can't get in the Apple Store because it's appointment only and they have no appointments. And then they tried to send me, I literally called Apple, and they said, okay, well, we can get you an appointment. It's not an Apple place, but it's a place, and this is Apple. Like, they're supposed to be the best place in the universe, okay? So we can send you to a place. I don't think it's that near you, this person said. It's in Searcy, Arizona. I said, that's Arkansas. Oh, yeah, Searcy, Arkansas, 2 hours away. So I said, is there some other option? And they said, well, we can send you the box, and you can send it to us. So now I've gotten a box from Apple. I have to box up the computer, send it to Apple. I don't know when it's going to be back. And I'm doing this, honestly, because it is Apple Care, it will be free because it came with Apple Care. But honestly, otherwise, I would just take it to Cooper Systems and ask them to fix it, which you should do if you have something wrong with your computer, in which I do with all my other computers. If something's wrong, just take it to Cooper Systems and ask them to fix it. And there they are. They're right there. Like, the technicians are right there. You hand them the computer. There's no boxes involved. You say, Lee, Lauren Cooper, here's my computer. Can you fix this? They say, oh, I bet we can. And they do. And you get it back. And it's easy. It's people in Memphis. It's also true if you buy a computer there, buy a printer there, whatever you need, they can help you with it. It is Cooper Systems, 360-9679, 360-9679 in the Mount Moriah Office Park. All right, Jeffrey, let's do NFL Big Facts. First big fact is we got a COVID outbreak. Is that right?
Yeah, I was going to start with that story. Jeff, according to Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network, the Texans have shut down their facility. They are on a bye this week, so there's no immediate threat to the schedule. And we have no like further information other than this appears to be, Jeff, quote, out of an abundance of caution.
Out of an abundance of caution.
A player did test positive.
Okay, other big fact, Dez Bryant back in the league after 2 years.
Indeed, the Baltimore Ravens signed the three-time Pro Bowl wide receiver to their practice squad. The team announced on Tuesday Bryant has been out of the league for 2 years. The big aspect here is the question will be, will Dez Bryant suit up for the Ravens? Their wide receivers currently rank 58th. Last in the NFL in receptions with 58 and receiving yards.
Yeah. Okay, but here's my question about that. First of all, by the way, and I think Dallas is on their Ravens schedule, actually.
Yes, December the 3rd.
So that would be fun. Dez Bryant really fell off a cliff, didn't he? It felt like one day he was the best receiver in the NFL. The next day he was out of the NFL.
I believe, didn't Dez have an Achilles injury?
Not familiar with it.
I believe.
I do not. It's not that I don't believe you. So here's the question.
In football, for the record, receivers have a tough time coming back from Achilles.
Here's the question. Do the Ravens have a wide receiver problem, or do they have, and I know I'm rude to say this, do they have a quarterback throwing to wide receiver problem?
I think it's a little column A, a little column B. I do think that when your number one receiver is Hollywood Brown, that's not really a number one.
No, he's clearly not a number one. He's a fine number two receiver, right?
Correct.
But, like, how many number one receivers are there? Every team doesn't have a number one receiver.
Completely agree.
And they are last still. They are still last in the league in receiving yards and catches.
I think that's the other thing. It's like everyone always goes, well, we need a number one receiver.
Who was the Bills' number one receiver last year, right? It was John Brown. He's not a number one receiver.
Absolutely not. Just because
who's
you are the
Patriots'
number one receiver.
I
think that's kind of another subplot to what we've been talking about, the whole Brady-Belichick divorce. The subplot for me and the question that I'm considering is, was Brady really as bad as he looked at times last year, or is the fact that they could not get separation and the fact that his receivers were porous and now we're seeing what they look like with Cam, was that a bigger aspect to how he actually looked?
Well, very clearly, I mean, he propped it up without great weapons all along.
Right.
But now Edelman's hurt. I mean, you know, there's no Gronk. The weapons are even worse than they and last year. They were older. And he was older. So it does clearly it helps him to have weapons. In fact, this gets us to another one of the big facts. Through four touchdown passes against the Raiders, right? Through four
Correct.
Touchdown passes. You know how often he was pressured on his dropback Sunday? He was pressured. He had 43 dropbacks.
Yes.
He was pressured on three of them. On
Correct.
Three of them. That is nothing. That is 7% of
his especially when one of the big
dropbacks.
Questions coming into the season was, could that team protect him? And yet again, this is what you and I have always discussed about Brady that makes it hard to evaluate him. How much of elite offensive line play is the fact that either A, he gets them into the right protection at all times, or B, because he knows what
ball,
to do
right.
with the ball
well,
so quickly.
That. On the other hand, he also has lots of places to go with the ball now.
Correct.
Right? He has lots of places
exactly.
to go with the ball now. But for whatever reason, he's always been quick to get rid of the ball, always whatever. This is the fewest pressures he has had since 2015. 7% pressured on 7% of his dropbacks is the fewest since 2015. So, and he's the same guy in
exactly.
last year and the year before and the year
exactly.
before. So it's either the weapons or the line or something. He's been pressured a league low.
And the fact maybe that they have different types of weapons that
right.
forces defenses to play
differently.
Exactly.
Yes, exactly right. He's been pressured on a league low 14.5% of dropbacks this season. He was not sacked Sunday. He has not been sacked in four of their five wins. He has won 26 straight starts where he was not sacked. When he was pressured on those three dropbacks, right? So
yep.
three out of 43 dropbacks. When he was pressured, he was 0 of 3.
It's my favorite Tom Brady.
Is that unbelievable?
It's my favorite Tom Brady narrative or quip. Yeah. You know, if you just pressure him, he's really beatable. Duh! If you pressure every quarterback.
He has completed 29% of his passes under pressure this season, and that is the lowest in 10 seasons. So,
and also to your point about the weapons, he now has completed 6 throws of 30 yards or more, and he only completed 5 of those last year. So, is that forcing defenses to play differently and whatnot?
Right. Okay, let's go, for example, to the other side of the ledger. Tom Brady pressured on 7% of his dropbacks.
Yep.
Cowboys?
Mm-hmm.
39% of their dropbacks. 39% of their dropbacks. In fact, here's all you need to know about the Cowboys. Listen, they got quarterback problems, clearly. Pressured on 39% of their dropbacks, which is their highest since week 7 of 2018. And also, on the other side, they allowed 166 rushing yards before contact.
Yeah.
That's an average of 4.3 yards a rush before they hit anybody.
Correct. They're almost before getting they, 4 yards a carry, which is an efficient, effective
more,
run.
They're getting 4.3 yards a carry with before anyone is even lay a hand on them. They have allowed NFL highs in rush before contact. That is 875 and yards per rush. Oh, yes. For the season, it's 3.63. So they're just getting crushed on both sides, of, like, up front, right?
Right. They're not protecting. Like, they're not changing the line of scrimmage on offense, and the line of scrimmage is getting changed for them on defense.
Okay, let me continue on the theme of protecting your quarterback, because Tua makes his debut this week, and it is against the Rams, and it's kind of like a bad you talk about the timing of this
trial
game.
By fire.
So here you go. The Rams have the sixth highest pass rush win rate in the league at 48%.
Yes.
Since the Rams drafted Aaron Donald, rookie quarterbacks, 0-5 against the Rams. They have those rookie quarterbacks have combined for 4 touchdown passes and 6 interceptions, a 31 quarterback rating, which is not good. So here you
got. So they're due.
So here you got Tua. It has been 351 days since his since he got injured against Mississippi State, and he is going to be protected by the Dolphins, who have sustained their blocks 2.5 seconds, which is the third lowest of the year of the season. It's not a great matchup for the young man.
No, it is certainly trial by fire, and I don't know how much you caught of Monday night, Jeff, but
yeah.
No, now, granted, Tua's more mobile, and the guys that have actually, you know,
and as bad as the Dolphins' line is, it's not Chicago's. That's a disaster.
No, and if you look at some teams that have had success against the Rams, it's been with guys that have been able to get outside the pocket during the rush, extend the play. Like Josh Allen in the first half of the Rams game, he was like he killed them because he was able to get outside the pocket. Then the Rams kind of adjusted how they rushed him, and that was how they were able to come back.
Let me ask you this, though. Right now, if you have if Burrow, Herbert, and Tua are available in a redraft.
I'm not changing my order. I'm still drafting them in the same order.
Which is Burrow, Tua.
Burrow, Tua, then Herbert.
And what do you think the league would do?
I mean, we're kind of a victim of the moment right now. And
well, it's not really that. We've actually now, there is always a question of how will they translate to the NFL? It's not just like of the moment. It's we have now seen that both Burrow and Herbert are effective NFL quarterbacks. We don't know that about Tua. I would take one of the two effective NFL quarterbacks. And I would not have said that before the year. I would have had the order that you have. Now, here's Justin Herbert. He has the second most passing yards, 1,542, by any player in his first 5 career games in history. Only Cam Newton has more passing yards through 5 games than Justin Herbert. He is the 5th player in NFL history, 5th in NFL history with at least 14 touchdowns, pass and run, in his first 5 games.
Yep.
And only Mahomes and Kurt Warner, they were both good, weren't they?
Yes.
They have more. With it, which is
MVPs and Super Bowl MVPs,
which is 15. He had 3 touchdown passes this past week, all 3 at least 20 yards in the air. He has 10 TDs,
correct,
20 yards or more in the air this season, which is tied with Russell Wilson.
Yes.
This is pretty damn good stuff.
This is, and to me, like when everyone asks, like, hey, are you ready to admit defeat? I've watched every game, and I still come back to the same point. To me, this is very similar to when a rookie hitter comes up and lights the world on fire.
And then he got to play the curveballs next.
Well, and then they start scouting and whatnot. When you watch the Chargers play, they get a ton of...
You are great at quarterback.
Yes. And I'm not perfect.
I'm kind of rooting for Justin.
I still got
Herbert.
My Josh Rosen stock. Only because I can't sell.
Yeah, there's no one to dump that Josh Rosen stock on. It'll be fun to have Tua. I mean, fun rookie class. Let's be honest. Right now, let's say you can also have a draft that includes the quarterbacks from 2018.
Sure.
Okay? So that's Lamar, and it's Baker, and it's Josh Allen, and it's, as you pointed out, Josh Rosen, and it's Darnold.
Correct.
How many of those guys do you take before Burrow?
Right now,
none.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, even me.
Okay, how many of those guys do you take before Tua?
I would still take Lamar. I would still take... Baker's been pretty good this year. Like,
well, Josh Allen's been pretty good this
year. And Josh Allen. I would probably take
all three before Tua? You'd take Josh Allen before
Tua? I'm still worried about Tua's hip.
Right. Well, that's true. I can see that. All right, what other facts do you like from this selection that we have here, this abundant, this robust
packet that I got you?
That we have, yes.
I like this one. The Bills will face the Patriots with a better record for the first time since 2012 Week 4.
I'm actually surprised it's that recent. How the hell did they have a better record than in 2012 Week 4?
Was that the Fitzmagic year for the Bills? Didn't, like, 1 year Fitzmagic start 3-1 for the Bills?
Yeah, they gave him a contract extension.
And then the Pats started, I think, 2-2, maybe?
Maybe that's possible, yeah.
It'll be the rare chance for Buffalo to get the better of Belichick, who has beaten the Bills 35 times. It's tied with Don Shula for the most coaching wins versus an opponent in the Super Bowl era. His 854 win percentage.
No wonder I hate Bill Belichick.
There you go.
He has beaten the Bills 35 times. 35 times. That's freaking Washington Generals stuff there. Have they ever beaten him?
I believe yes. Because he has an 850.
Oh, no, they beat him. They beat him with Lawrence Malloy that year.
Yeah, the Malloy revenge game.
They beat him that year. Holy crap. Let's just for a moment focus on how miserable people in Boston are, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So they gave up Tom Brady. He's flourishing. Bucks winning big. Patriots stink, right? We hope. They give up Mookie Betts. Dodgers winning big. Red Sox stink.
Mm-hmm.
Here's how much the Patriots stink. They have lost 3 straight games for the first time since October of 2002.
Mm-hmm.
It has been 286 games without losing 3 straight. That is, in fact, the longest span in NFL history. Here's some more. Their quarterbacks. 3 touchdown passes, that is fewest in the NFL. 11 interceptions, that is most in the NFL.
Yes.
The last time they had the fewest touchdown passes and the most interceptions, 1972.
So we can remember it, at least. I think this is my favorite.
I don't remember it well, yes.
This is my favorite Belichick stat. When Belichick got to New England, the Patriots-Bills series was 42-39-1. In favor of the Pats. The series is currently 76-43-1.
Wait, so how many wins do they have? Well, how many was it? What was the win? How many? What was it?
So again? They are 35-5 over that span.
Oh, they beat him 5 times?
Correct. Beat him in the year that he won the Super Bowl as well.
I wish I could remember that.
No, I'm sorry. No, they beat him the year before.
I wish I had a better memory of the Bills.
Oh, no, that's not true. They knocked off in 2003. They defeated the Patriots 31-0. What a strange year. Bills win 31-0 in game one, then at home, and then the Patriots won 31-0 in game two. The Pats went on to win the Super Bowl. But 2 31-0 scores is unusual.
Who is the MVP this year? Is it our little stats packet here says,
yeah,
Russell Wilson continues his MVP season, 22 passing touchdowns, et cetera. That's the most through 6 games since Peyton had that same in 2013, had 22 through 6 games. Do we believe Brady, though?
I mean, if they continue this tear, I mean, right now, Jeff, to me, they look like the scariest team in the NFC because they have the blend of their defense can get stops, and now their offense is really starting to click and click and click. With that being said, for me,
After game one when people mocking Tom Brady and they were saying—
Not these heroes.
No, we were not. We were not.
We're like, ooh, his arm still looked good.
We actually said his arm looked good, and they're like, oh, no, this is what happens when you take him out of New England. We get right. We're right every once in a while. And we are apparently— give us one more.
So on that same question, odds to win the NFL MVP, according to the Vegas consensus, Russell Wilson even money right now. So you bet 100, you'd win 100. Patrick Mahomes is plus 350. Bet $100, you win 350. Aaron Rodgers plus 550. Bet 100, you win 550. Tom Brady is plus 750.
All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, the one story you've been waiting for. It's Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
It's time to play Jackpot Justice. That's right. If you can't make it to the casino, we have Jackpot Justice election style. Percy Lynchard wants to be on the Mississippi Supreme Court. He has a long history of getting big bucks from his Jackpot Justice cronies. $40,000 from Mississippi trial lawyers. $20,000 from Democratic mega donors. Lynchard would risk bringing Jackpot Justice back to Mississippi. Fortunately, we have a conservative alternative, Mississippi Supreme Court Justice Josiah Coleman. He's a conservative and experienced judge, a fair-minded man who understands hard work. Coleman lives on a farm, has served as a volunteer firefighter, and bagged groceries and washed dishes to help pay for his education. When it comes to the Mississippi Supreme Court, reject Jackpot Justice. Vote conservative, vote Coleman. Justice Josiah Coleman for the Mississippi Supreme Court. Paid for by Improved Mississippi PAC. Derek Easley, Treasurer. Not approved by any candidate.
36-month leases, $31.49 due at signing. Zero security deposit. Excludes ACQ fee, $10,000 per year. 20 cents excess mileage. 650 acquisition fee. Forte ME275992. MSRP 20,510. Sol L706-3372. MSRP 21885. K5MG003199. MSRP 25725. K900. MSRP 65610. L602697. L602120. Includes all rebates and incentives. PF695. Excludes tax final license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 11-1-2020. Dealer stock only. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details.
Can you find best mass market branded initial quality 5 years running for Kia with J.D. Powers? We gossip at Gossip Kia on Mount Moriah. Take your pick, 2021 Kia Forte or 2020 Kia Soul. $149 a month lease, 36 months. 2021 Kia K5 beats Toyota Camry with more passenger cargo headroom and legroom volume, plus a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. $189 a month lease for 36 months, all just $31.49 due at signing. Plus 2020 K900, $10,000 off MSRP. So come get happy, happy at Gossip Kia 2680 Mount Moriah or KiaMountMoriah.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
I'm listening daily. You are not alone. During these challenging times, listening is fundamental to promoting understanding and healing. Here's licensed therapist Dr. James Gay on dealing with stress around the election.
First and foremost, you know, as therapists, we're going to say this. We need to feel our feelings. We need to actually allow ourselves to acknowledge our vulnerability and whatever is up, even if it's something that we didn't anticipate, right? To acknowledge what does exist. And then it's what we do with it that makes the biggest difference, right? So if we can have that mindful presence, it might mean that we need to take a break from the news, constant news stream that we get 24/7. It might mean that we need to take a walk around the block or, you know, get some physical exercise. There's so many different ways that we can try and control what's within our power to control when so much is outside of our power to control.
Talk has the power to save lives. Find out more at imlistening.org.
Microban 24 protects against Staphylococcus aureus and Enterobacter aerogenes bacteria, but does not provide 24-hour protection against viruses. Every time you touch a surface, you leave behind bacteria. To keep surfaces sanitized all day, use Microban 24. Spray on hard surfaces to kill 99.9% of viruses and bacteria initially. Once dry, Microban 24 is effective for 24 hours on bacteria when used as directed. Microban 24 sanitizing spray, bathroom, and multi-surface cleaner.
Cleanings, checkups, and cavities? Have Dr. Chang's dental practice at capacity.
Patient in room 1 is getting a root canal. The x-rays in room 2 are going to have to wait. We're down to one hygienist.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Morgan & Morgan, dial #529 on your cell phone. Pound law, that's all.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Waiting around through ups and downs, waiting on something to happen. I just said,
That's right.
still time, ladies and gentlemen. You can still make this the year when you switch your bank account to Triumph Bank. Go ahead. Do it. See what I'm talking about. Or if you got something new, like someone texted me the other day and they said their kid was looking for a loan. Who at Triumph Bank should they contact? Happy to send them there. Because I really believe in the place. I believe there is a different level of service there. I believe if you walk through those doors or you call, whatever, you get in touch with them, you set up an account, you will understand exactly what I am talking about. Triumph Bank is invested in this community and in making banking easy for you. Let's get to the one story you've been waiting for.
It's that time again on 92.9. Jeff and Jeffrey have kept you hanging long enough. It is, at long last, the one story you've been waiting for. Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air presents the one story you've been waiting for. Visit Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air at bestcaretn.com. Jeff's one story you've been waiting for. Now.
Some bad news out of the Big Ten, Jeffrey.
Yes, sir. Wisconsin's football team has paused all team-related activities for at least 7 days because of an increased number of COVID-19 cases, causing the number 9 Badgers against Nebraska on Saturday to be canceled. The game will not be rescheduled. According to Mark Schlabach of ESPN, as of Wednesday morning, 12 people within the program had tested positive for the coronavirus in the past 5 days. That total includes 6 student athletes and 6 staff members, including head coach Paul Christ.
And we know the quarterback, right, was...
And the number 3 quarterback, who for all intents and purposes, was their backup quarterback, because Jack Cohn is still injured with an undisclosed foot injury.
More bad news from the Big Ten. John Desmond, who was a senior at Purdue, was arrested for a fracas at McDonald's. John Desmond is Purdue Pete, the mascot. He's the guy inside the Purdue Pete costume.
Yikes.
And here's what happened. He got into a fracas, and he went to a McDonald's. He said he walked to the McDonald's to get a burger. This is according to the affidavit. Because he was drunk.
Big win.
That makes sense. At least he's honest about it. He walked
big win over Iowa.
To the McDonald's to get a burger because he was drunk. Desmond allegedly claimed to have been golfing earlier in the day and to be drunk all night.
Uh-huh.
The reporting said he consumed 7 beers while golfing. Does that sound right?
Yeah, I mean, that's basically one every 3 holes, yeah.
And then going to Harry's Chocolate Shop around 11 p.m., where he is said to have had approximately 4 mixed drinks, although he couldn't remember exactly how much he had to drink.
Now we're getting to it.
The problem is that he got in a fight then at McDonald's, and he supposedly hit a guy with his car, but it said he walked to the McDonald's. The story doesn't completely follow, but here's the larger
point. Sounds like the drunk man
was
the witness.
He is part of the Purdue Spirit Squad, right?
Sure.
It's on hiatus. This is what happens. Uh-huh. People thrown out of work, they get depressed.
Yes.
It leads to addiction. It leads to all kind of problems. Yes. It's why we have to get the virus under control, because it's not just the casualties that we see. It's the casualties like Purdue Pete.
Exactly.
That we don't see, who are struggling with alcohol.
And the innocent other members of the Spirit Squad.
Wear your masks. What's coming up next?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. They will be joined by Ross Tucker to discuss the NFL at 11:25. Nick Costas will join us to discuss NFL gambling and more at 2:30. Michael Girardi of the NFL Network joins GP at 4:25. Jeff will join him at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Back tomorrow. For now, we got to go. Our work is done.
Listen to 92.9 on your smart speakers. Just say play 92.9 ESPN. Powered by Dell Technologies. Call 877-ASK-DELL. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station.
BetMGM Sports is coming soon to Tennessee. That's right. The same folks that light up the Las Vegas Strip with the world's greatest sportsbook and casinos will be offering real money wagering on a state-of-the-art app that's easy to use and features all of your favorite sports. Find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks with parlay bonus payouts, in-game wagering, boosted odds specials, daily promotions, and much more. And every time you make a wager, you'll earn credits in M-Life Rewards, the exclusive loyalty program of MGM Resorts. Every big game and every big play will mean more than ever. So get ready to experience sports like never before. Be among the first fans in the state to download the BetMGM Sports app coming soon to Tennessee. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. That's visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. You must be 21 or older. You must be present in Tennessee. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line, 800-889-9789.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Protect your loved ones from the flu this season by making a flu shot appointment for yourself and the people you care about most at Kroger.com/flu. Your people are our people.
Want to sell your home stress-free? Email your home address to investor@livelovememphis.com for a free analysis.
No obligation, no hassle, just an offer. The Live Love Group at REMAX Experts, licensed in Tennessee and Mississippi. Call 901-410-8818.
Downtown Dining Week, your favorite food center celebration, is back November 1st through 7th.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.